بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In Islam, the most important thing is don't claim. You never claim. The Sahaba Ikram, the Nabis, did not claim at all. Even Musa alayhi salam, in a time when the magicians came in front of him, he did not claim at all. He told them, you all start. Because that was a claim, he said, I start. Likewise, don't claim anything. Don't say you love someone. Your actions must show you love someone. When you love your sheikh, do you even want to imitate him also? As long as imitation towards the sunnah of Rasulullah. The love of the sheikh must bring you more close to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah. If the love does not bring you more closer and dear to Allah and Rasulullah, that's not love. Everything links to one person, that's Allah and Rasulullah. So that sheikh, you see, look into his life and see how he's doing, what he's doing, what actions he's doing, and what difference it made in your life. And the only way it can come, the difference that come into your life, is how much difference you make in your own life. How do you look at in your own life? That's why they say, when a person comes from Majlis, the most important thing that he must understand is, I came here to reform. Everything that you hear, you must think, I came to reform. And must think to yourself, it's been told to me and not the next person. You must have this in your heart, it's been told to me and no one else. And if those things which you do not have in you, those good qualities you have in you, you may shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, I got this quality, I thank you, you gave me this quality. Always remember, when you see the quality that come into you, be discussing and it's in you, then you must say, Ya Allah, you gave me this quality. Let me remain this quality, remain in me. And the fear must be there all the time that it can go away too. When you have this fear that this can go away, then you make sure that you look after it too. Like a person, when you got money, you don't expose it to everyone. He's scared that it will go away. He look after it like it was like, I'm a look after it. So you show so much concern to the worldly things to look after. These ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives you, this that you have in you, you have this concern that I must look after it. The fear must be there. I must not do, let's say, I don't leave my tijori open to see the people look at my money. I close it, that's why this, my tijori is this much, I must close it, look after it all the time too. You have to look after it all the time. So don't claim anything. You don't have to say, I got love for Allah Ta'ala. Your actions will prove to you. So you get two in two ni'mat you get. One is ni'mat that can see, and one ni'mat you cannot see. The ni'mat that you see all the time, the sun, the moon, everything, the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, money, you see, everything you can see. But the ni'mat that is most important, which the eyes cannot see, but something else sees it. That ni'mat to look after is more important. Is more important. First of all, the ni'mat of knowledge. Knowledge is very important. No matter how much ibadat you make, if you don't have knowledge, your ibadat is not accepted. A person, just imagine, for 30 years you're making ibadat, but you not know that impurities not touch your body, and you were touching, he's putting impurities in his nose, so that no kind of fringe was going in my nose while I perform namaz. After 30 years, he came to realize that namaz is not accepted for 30 years. So knowledge is something which is very, very important, but it is something that is called ni'mat, if you cannot see. We talk of ni'mat, the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, we're not talking of the worldly knowledge. So when it enters in the body too, the thing that Allah Ta'ala, to enter the heart, the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala enters the heart, but you do not know about it. But you know that knowledge is in your heart. But you cannot see the knowledge. Can you see the knowledge? You cannot see at all. But that knowledge is in your heart all the time. Likewise, iman also. Iman is not something one can see. That's why they say you will look after your iman and do not look down the next person, thinking this person got no iman. He'll bypass you. You won't go in the end. The fear it must always be there when a person must know, I've got iman in me, I'm going to look after the iman. The meaning of looking after the iman is I'm going to not look down at anyone else. Because iman can just go away like this. Rasulullah said the person wakes up in the morning with iman, in the course of the day, he utters certain things, do certain things, he's iman born. Oh Allah, save us. To look after iman is very important to concern to look after iman. That's the greatest gift a person got in iman. And iman you cannot see. You cannot touch it too. But in your heart of heart, you know you got iman. That's a very important heart of heart, you got iman. This body got it. So the body cannot touch something. But you can see that it's got iman in you. This iman you have to look after, that you cannot see with iman. Because that person got no iman in him, he got no iman, that means he's got for the sake of this. You just say love of Allah Ta'ala. If you don't have love for Allah Ta'ala, you got no iman. You know what? The love of Allah Ta'ala, can you see it? You cannot see it. But your action shows to you that you got love for Allah Ta'ala. It shows whatever you're doing, every act that you're doing is for the love of Allah. Everything must be for the love of Allah Ta'ala. So love of Allah Ta'ala is something which is hidden in your heart, but you know you got love for Allah Ta'ala. That is what you get. Then you get, that's iman now. Iman. Islam is something Allah Ta'ala wants to expose it. That this iman you got in you, I know you got iman, but I want to show you thing, you show the people what your iman is all about. So it's what Islam in us. Islam in us. With iman, Allah Ta'ala wants Islam with us. Islam means to now to show those actions Allah Ta'ala said that to prove your love for me, I've given these few things to do, you must do, like namaz. Allah Ta'ala wants salat, fasting, hajj, whatever it is. These are the few things in Islam which have been exposed to show everyone that I got Islam in me. With Islam is iman. Until unless you don't show Islam, your iman will not be known. No matter how much you can say you got iman in you, but you not follow that Islam. That iman, no matter the qazi of the time will say he's got no iman. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, he got iman. But because he not show that action which is supposed to be Islam, that now the qazi of that time can say he's got no iman. So Allah Ta'ala made it like this, that to show your love for me, that to prove your love for me is this much, that you make sure that you got iman in you with Islam. Which is iman. And that the greatest ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala is the love of Allah Ta'ala and love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You do not know the love of Rasulullah. The love of Nabi Karim is to that extent, you know, it's a sad thing. The love that how much we should have on Nabi Karim, we haven't got that. Hazrat Moshin Bungoi Rahmatullah used to say this thing, Ya Allah, that little bit of Sahaba Muhammad that Allah, Nabi Karim, give us that Muhammad. Little bit of that Muhammad the Sahabas had, that little bit of Muhammad give us that. Because their love was something else. Their love was something else. We begin to think how nice we were in the time of the Sahaba Ikram. Failing to understand that we look at our life today, how we are. If the Sahabas have to look at it in this point of this, how this our life is, these are the enemies of Islam. And we, when we look at them, we think they are mad people because the love of, they were mad in love with Nabi Karim. The love that they had was mad love, we call mad love. That anything comes, he comes first. That the time when Nabi comes, you say, sit. No matter he's outside there, the door. The moment he sit, he came from him, sit down. He did not say sit there, but they sit down, the command. Look at the love that sit. When they should sit in the company of Nabi Karim, the love was so strong that the kannam ala rusim utoir, the birds should sit on the heads, that they don't even shift for 1 minute, the love is so stamped in the heart, that too much of love and respect. The respect they should have for Nabi, because it latar for aswatakum fawka sawti an-nabi, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, do not raise your voice more than or higher than Nabi Kalifah. Then you see then they should walk in Madinatul Munawwara. One Sahabi should speak a bit loud. He begins to think, what's going to happen to me? My voice is loud. It's not that I'm speaking loud, my voice is loud. What will happen to me? There's so much concern. But today if you go to Makkah, Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, what muhabbat they got? We can't talk of the muhabbat that what they had. First of all, before you go to that place, you're supposed to prepare yourself yet from now to prepare before you go there. If you cannot prepare yourself, then you go there, what are you going to achieve? Because now it is so dangerous that we walk every moment, every eye, your eyes, everywhere is going, is Allah Basar. Allah Ifadat. Because you do not know whose mehman you are, Yusuf. Whose mehman you are. If you know whose mehman you are, then you make sure that you not even look at this person, that that person will walk like a blind person. You'll walk like a deaf person. You'll walk like a deaf person. A blind person. My eyes did not see anything wrong. My ears did not hear anything wrong. Because I did not see all those things. I did not go with that intention. I came to. I am now drowned to meet my beloved. Either you're meeting Allah Ta'ala or Rasulullah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, when he's going to Madinatul Munawwara, 3 days went, 5 days, 9 days, 9 days went to. What muhabbat he had is beyond Allahu Akbar. They told him that, Hazrat, now why are you going away? Come, stay more longer. He said, no, I want to go now. I had enough. When they begged him, they asked, why are you going away now? He said, I'm going away because for 9 days I did not go to the toilet. You and I cannot do those things, and I don't want you to do those things, but at least respect the sunnah. When you go to these places, respect the sunnah. You walk with muhabbat, you walk with the eyes completely down, facing that I must not commit any kind of sin. The fear must be there that he's looking at you. Maybe you cannot go near the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his qabr, but when you enter the masjid, you know he's looking at you too. How much respect you must have. So respect for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so great. It's very important to have that. And the respect of Nabi Karim is not written on our foreheads. Respect of Muhammad and Nabi Karim sallam is to bring your huge life into our life. Where the love of Rasulullah is so much that you don't have to say, I got love. Your actions will prove that. And one of the greatest things he said this much, and you know, on a day of Qiyamah, there's no weight, no action that can be more weighty on the action of good actions. Akhlaq. There is no, I never forget Hazrat, one Madlis saying us that, you know, the weight of a person's action of akhlaq will surpass many people who have made a lot of nafil namaz and fast. A person may have kept nafil namaz, a lot of nafil namaz, he kept nafil fast, Mondays and Thursdays and all kind of fast he kept. MashaAllah, very good. I'm not saying must not do it. But so many other people may not do those things, but the akhlaq is to the highest. Akhlaq, the morals, the conducts, it is the highest. I'm telling you, it's a very important thing. You don't know how important it is that to make your akhlaq the highest. You may not keep, you know, that lady who was keeping fast, and she was going to keep fast, and the whole night she'd make ibadah too. But because she was not good, Rasulullah SAW says that she is not good. But all the things, he says, the most important is akhlaq. When you take in the road to suluk, the most important thing is to put your akhlaq right. Suluk. And the most important thing in suluk is that do not get angry. Anger is the most important thing. If you can only control your anger, why do you get angry? You get angry for those people who are weaker than you, never those people who are stronger than you. And you get angry because of pride and nothing else. Why he spoke to me like that? Sahaba Ikram, see Imam Ujum. They were among themselves, Wahamau, they were so kind with one another, so kind, no matter how. But with the enemies, they were something else. But among them, you know, one ambassador came to Madinatul Munawwara and thinking, why the Muslims are so successful? Why they're so successful? The only reason they were successful because everyone had this one thing. They had humility and humble. Humility, if you got in you, then you feel there's no one worse than you. This is what's important to know that. Each one was humble to that extent. Each one to make salam to the person next to him first. Humility is the most important quality a person to have. Man tawadhu lillah rafa'ullah. Nabi Karim SAW said that. If you have humility in you, you don't have pride. Everything happened because of pride. You got angry with your wife too because of pride. You got angry with the next person because of pride. You came out to the masjid, made the salah. You made dua, everything. But when you came out, someone told you something against your tabiat. What you did, you forgot, you had namaz too. So the most important thing is this month, remember, that this quality of this good thing, that respect for Rasulullah must come into us, means his quality of akhlaq must come. And remember, a man is tested only in, not when the time is, everything is good for him. The time he got nothing very good. Nabi Karim said, La yu'minu ahadukum. No one is a mu'min until he had more Muhammad, more love for me than anyone else. He made it very clear. A mu'min is not a mu'min until, unless he has more love for me over all his family and everyone else, whether his father. Now do you know what the statement means? That means that my love for Nabi Karim is of that kind. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His son told him at that time, not a Muslim. He told him, oh father, you're going to jihad. I saw you. I want to kill you. But because of my father, I did not kill you. He said, oh son, if I knew you were in front of me, I would have killed you. At that time, they don't look at anyone else besides Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now why are we looking at his life? We want to bring him. You all came, you all took so much of pain to come to this place in Majlis. To bring about the quality in us, to bring up the love of Rasulullah in our lives. Khuda kare haman dil mein aa jaye. Khuda kare, we have to reform now. Reformation is very important. When Ramadan is coming, will come and go all the time. What difference it make to you? Do you know something? Ramadan is a month of, you know, to purify yourself. In the month of purification, a month that Allah Ta'ala said, I'm doing all the best thing for you to change all the shayateen, everyone, just for one reason, that you cannot complain that I'm making your whole action easy for you. That person who never reads namaz, come to read Fijr namaz, to read Tahajjud namaz. Who gave him the ability to come in? Is Allah Ta'ala. Teaching us a lesson to look at that person. You came to the masjid, never came to the masjid. Today he came to the masjid. Don't look down at him. Today he's like this, tomorrow he's better than you. That person never opened the Quran Sharif, yet he know he opened the Quran to read Quran. That person never did namaz. 20 rakat tarawih he's reading. Who's making him read the tarawih 13 rakat? But the muhabbat can't stay. Ramadan is something else, my dear friends. Every time Ramadan comes, the sahaba should cry, wait. The last month, not Jummah, the month Jummah before Ramadan, Shaban, sahabas wait for the month of Ramadan. But how many of us are waiting for Ramadan? We have to prepare from now, because it's a month of sabr. One of the meaning of month of sabr is that this month of sabr means that you'll be going through difficulties of all kinds. You are so tired, you went to work, but yet you make sabr and still may come to the tarawih. You know, you say, no, I don't want to go, I'm too tired and this, but the sabr is there, now let me go. Then sometimes the imam takes too long too, you say, no, woman, let me make sabr there too. Now, no, how many people are making sabr? At that time, one week of the month of sabr, that imam is taking too long, he eating too slow, and all. Although he not eating slow, he eating fast. They say, you must look at the situation. You will read slow, go read on nafil namaz, whole night you can read, who's stopping you? But read that space that people want to stay and read namaz. Do not keep yourself happy, keep Allah happy, and keep the people happy, that you must know that the more quicker I read, but must read clear namaz. Quran must be read clearly. But then you know this when the people are coming to the masjid, because they're tired, but they're still coming. Like one, you know, one case came to me. Allah. The Hafiz Sahib reading so slowly. So my old man told him, you know what, I'm working so hard. I'm so tired. And you're pulling here. He said, I'm also working, he said. That young person tell him, I'm also working. Now tell me now what answer he gave that person. Now that man will come to the masjid. So important is this month that look at others. But Ramadan is a month of Ramadan, Rahmat. Rahmat, Maghfirat. Opportunities of this kind, you come and read Quran, you find people read Quran, people come and read Quran, namaz, everything. Make it easy for them. Make it easy for them. Sheikh Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, when he came here in Sangar, we were there too, alhamdulillah. We got proofs of people who were Allah wala's dirham. Mullah Salman Sahib, his son-in-law, performing tarabi. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful reading. But what a speed also. Every word you can understand. But the thing is this, ma, that everyone is attentive to it. They're tired, you get all type of people. I'm not saying, you know, if so far you don't understand to it. Read in a way that you know you get sukoon and all. Like in namaz also, you must remember, do not lengthen your namaz. Shorten your namaz and others come to. Because Hazrat Thamir Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he performed on namaz, Asr namaz or Zuhur namaz, I cannot remember. So when a time is really so short, so that one musalli comes to Hazrat, if you come to perform namaz, I'll come every day namaz. I know one alim. He always complains, you know, why you are reading too short. But we don't say alim ka qadar karni chahiye, we respect him, don't tell one word. When he got sick, he came to realize he needs short namaz. Why? Not we, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we must follow that, that's the best thing to do. First of all, no one will come to masjid today too. The masjid is completely empty. Read namaz short, that they come, they read the namaz too, and they go outside, fard bhi adha ho gaya, wo bhi adha ho jaye. So that was just by the way I was speaking, not that the subject was that. This is a muhabbat, you know. The muhabbat for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most important thing. And you'll be tested, they say, if you say you love someone, you'll be tested. The easiest test we fail all the time. And what is the easiest test? To wake up of Fijr namaz. Our jihad, the easiest test is to wake up of Fijr namaz. You only wake up of Fijr namaz when you suit, you find. The day you do not wake up, your eyes open to Aane do, sone do, jaane do. You fail your test. If you have love for Allah and Rasulullah, you'll wake up no matter what happened. Because when you got a custom at a million rand custom at 2 o'clock in the morning, you went to sleep 11 o'clock. You'll wake up 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you know, before time to go to sleep, that you'll be a million rand. Boy, that's dunya, boy. Where is your love? So Fijr namaz is the most biggest test. There's time when you wake up. Allah Ta'ala says, look, you left, it is so cold. You woke up, you left the thing and he came, ran towards me. What sawab he got? What reward he got? I'm going to meet Allah. Allah. If you only know who's waking you up, you wake up very quickly. Everyone is sleeping there, he tells you wake up and you do not follow that inclination whose fault it is. Some different excuse he makes, or wake up. And you don't wake up, then say, no man, you're not listening, what must I do? True muhabbat the sahaba has had. So you lost, you failed your test, the time in yesterday. I'm talking only Fijr namaz. You are very busy in your business. After who's giving you rozi? Allah Ta'ala. You forget how much rozi is giving the time that say, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. At that time, why did you go in there? Takes you 2 minutes to read namaz. Read a namaz and come back, you can double and triple, you can sawab this side. But who you kept happy? What is wanum min Allah Akbar, the greatest thing to keep him happy in everything, to keep Allah happy. Sahaba Ikram, the time Nabi Khalifa made hijrah. When he made hijrah, I tell you something, my dear friend, the Sahaba left everything, the family and everything, house, everything, business, everything, not a question asked. The moment Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to make hijrah, they all said the love was overtaking everything. We're going with him. And they went with him. Left the house. Kisi ki parwa nahi. What's going to happen to family, not our grandchildren. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, we are not being given that kind of test from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will not give us that kind of test because very weak we are. But he give us the easy test we cannot do, then what kind of test you want to do? And you know something, Ramadan is a month of calling your reformation, of putting yourself right, is a food for your soul, nothing else. The soul needs to be refreshing. The soul needs. But how come, you know, and you notice something, when Ramadan goes away, you're not the same person because the Ramadan has something else in it. Ramadan had something else. It has something else. You don't talk. It's a magnet that pulls you towards the masjid. Allah Ta'ala's special magnet that is called. Everyone is now tied up. Shayateen tied up. You cannot be anything. To bring that condition in you becomes so strong that after Ramadan, I'm become more close and dear to Allah Ta'ala. My relationship with you. It mustn't be that you have a very close friend by you. And he comes and you live so happily together, know nicely, very, very happy. And the time the friend leaves you and does not talk to you anymore, what happens to you? This one, Ramadan, was a friend that left everything good for you and went empty. Came with all the best bounties of the world. Of Allah Ta'ala brought all the bounties and left the bounties to you. And then now he's leaving and you forget him. Allah Ta'ala hame mazbooti istiqamat rakhe. You know, that time, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim and read namaz. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. You must think to yourself, just give us istiqamah. That's how you read namaz. Your namaz, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, give us istiqamah. Consistency. Be consistent. And that can only come into us when you got humility in you. Humbleness is very important. Do not look down at you. No matter how good Allah Ta'ala gives you everything, the best ni'mat in this world, but do not get looked down. Al-Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Allah, I love you. Just imagine Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Allah, I love you. Nabi can tell, oh Umar, you know what you're speaking. Tell him to who? To Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Do you know what you're talking about? Say, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Again, he says. You know what he said to him? Fakar faqa se tayyar ho ja. Get ready for poverty. No one asking for poverty. And Allah must keep us from poverty. But poverty, that's why Nabi Karim was not a poor man. The Buzugani Deen are not poor people. But they made sure that they kept away from the world. The world should run to them. We run towards the world, the world run towards them. But they don't look at the world at all. So Nabi comes in, oh Abu Umar, remember this much, fakar faqa, the poverty. Because the time everything is given to you, you'll be very kind to Allah Ta'ala. Very good to Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala gives good health, good wealth, and everything, you make alhamdulillah a million times. But khuda nakar Allah forbid the time Allah Ta'ala takes away those things. And now keeps away all those things and you got no good health, no wealth, nothing. Now that is a test. Nabi can say, oh Umar, get ready for that. So if you got that condition in you that when you are giving the best of the world, you are thinking of me. When the world is taken away from you, are you still thinking of me or not? Are you still thanking me? That when the high pedestal you were very kind to Allah Ta'ala, you thanked Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala put the lowest of the pedestal, so down to the ground. One day he makes you sit in front in the haram. You make alhamdulillah. Another day you go early, but you still have to sit right in the back. Do you say alhamdulillah or not? I'm right in the back there. Right in the back. Then you don't go inside too. Allah, you wanted me in that condition. You wanted me in that condition. You kept me there, alhamdulillah. You kept me here, alhamdulillah too. The condition of Allah Ta'ala is the same. Not I must go there. Your desire is not more important. His desire is important. Many primary people, Imran, I couldn't go in a mataf towards. I just look at that person, what mataf? What he wants me to do. Many a time a person comes so early. This can't enter. He decides. Most important, you are there. He wanted you among the people of that. He wanted in the front, alhamdulillah. Everything what he wants, you must do, not what you want. So a man has to do. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Time is just flying. Whatever we said, Allah Ta'ala, amal kan tawfiq nasib. Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وحقني صالحا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
sir.